This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, today on a very special bonus episode, while I'm on vacation, we're going to take your questions. Are you ready for this? You sent in some very good questions. Also, some very interesting questions and some very cat-focused questions. Either way, here we go. Oh my goodness. What's that music mean? That means my most special boy in the world is joining me on the podcast. That's Uncle Jimmy. Hey, Uncle Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Do you like your music?
I really do.
I'm going to tell you, though, in this song, which I have gotten clear, and listen. It's kind of an emotional breakdown. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then we're back into it. So for those listening,
I feel like I'm in line to ride it. Disney.
Nell? Yeah, and Disney? Totally. Yeah. Okay.
Nell.
So we're doing a little bonus episode. I am on vacation and I did not want to record because I've been talking all day and I thought, I know what I'd like to do. I'm going to get Uncle Jimmy on. So we're going to record this little bonus episode together of feedback, free skate, Q&A, and a bunch of people sent in some fun questions. And I know that I don't feel like I sit on some ivory tower of advice, but I do get and appreciate getting to think about things together. So, Jimmy, I have a question for you. You want to start silly or you want to start like really going for it? What's your choice?
Are we going to hit both?
Yes, we are. Yeah, no, we are.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start silly.
You really pulled some dead air there. You just got to say a word. God.
I was considering.
Really considering. Okay, if you got another cat, what would you name it? Syrup or Belgium? For those listening who don't understand that reference, and it's just an Instagram name. So Journey in Speed, Inspit. Journey in SPED. Oh, I'm not doing a good job. Sorry, Journey. So I have a cat named Waffles, and so the joke that is being made is, what I name the next cat, Syrup or Belgium? Jimmy, what would you name my next cat? Okay.
What about...
Terrible. So I'll just do this. I'm a professional podcaster. I don't know what I was expecting, Jimbo. So the real cat name that we've come up with is that I love is Kitty Cat Captain.
Right. I knew that one.
Right. I mean, cause that's just a great name and people will say, what does it mean? That doesn't mean anything. It means it's a great cat name.
Well, and
my
favorite detail about that name is that when you've told me that idea 7 or 8 times now, it's that you're like, we will never shorten the name.
No.
You must say Kitty Cat Captain.
Yeah. And see, it just rolls off your tongue. So
it's really easy to say. Yeah.
Yeah. It is. I will also say another cat name that I really like is Beyonce. Just because we like her music.
Great cat. Yeah.
So those are two. Okay. Let's go on to a serious one. Okay. Olivia from Instagram asks, can you talk about how you got started writing and your process? Ooh. Okay. Olivia, Jimmy, I'll go first. You think about your answer so we don't have so much dead air. Okay. Listen. So my process is definitely that I don't have a process, which is a lot of why I started this project. I am super clear that I don't always have a clue what I'm like. I am not like Stephen King. I'm getting up every morning and writing for a few hours. It doesn't feel like a job. Like I am definitely in search of a process. I will say one thing that I have come to understand about myself is that I am constantly thinking about the next piece of writing that I have to do. And so I will find myself just sitting and staring and thinking about it constantly, which is why I then go on 2 weeks of sort of vacation / hiatus just to stop thinking about it for a bit. And it's not obsession or anything like that, but it is constantly pondering what would be helpful to talk about. What is percolating I will say, in terms of writing process, what I have started to do, though, is at certain times of the week when I'm sitting down to write, even if I'm not feeling it, just start typing. And more often than not, if I can get through about two paragraphs, I realize I've got something, and then I'm hooked, and then I go. And I would say the last thing, if there is any process, is trusting it. Like the last article that I wrote about being interviewed, actually two ago that I wrote about baseball, I definitely was like, ugh, I don't know about this one. This doesn't feel, but it felt like what I wanted to write that week. And I got a ton of really positive, kind feedback about it, which makes me realize that part of my process is not trusting myself, but that I need to trust that the win of the whole thing is just the typing and the releasing, and that people that I'm not a good barometer on quality. So that's by way of process. I wish I could give you something like I got up every day. I will say Stephen King's On Writing. If you want to, if you really want like process and how to do it, I would look at Stephen King's On Writing. The best piece of advice was be a consistent writer and reader. Agree to that. What do you think, Jimmy, for your writing process, my bro?
Yeah, I would say the two points I had were one you just said. So read constantly. Good stuff, bad stuff. I think there is a bit in On Writing where he talks about actually the value of reading like terrible books.
Yes.
And he's like, I think I learned more from a bad book than I did 10 good books, you know. So I personally would read good stuff, but just read it all.
I read the worst book I've ever read in the last month or two. And it's true. It resonates with me, both what not to do, but then also you're like, oh, there was a little nugget of goodness in there.
Yeah.
This whole thing was terrible.
Are you comfortable? Do you want to say it on the air? Or are you like,
I'm going to say it and you're going to go, wow, I'm shocked that wasn't good. And it was Richard Marx's biography.
Huh. Okay.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Wherever you go, whatever you do. That guy?
Oh. Why did you read that, Eddie?
I don't know, man. I just get into him.
Well, actually, no.
No, it's not a biography. It's his memoir. I don't know. I just get into this stuff.
Fine. Then do it. Yeah, I just went against my own advice. Just read whatever.
Yeah, well,
anyways,
it was not good.
That is really funny.
Okay, next question. Does Waffles ever get people food? And if so, what does she like the most?
What is happening?
Oh, well.
I'm on a podcast with my brother talking about his cat.
No, that's what's happening, my man. So... Kinsey Michelle wrote that question. Sorry, again, it's Instagram names, so I'm trying to. So, does Waffles ever get people food? No. No, we do not feed her people food because she's my most special kitty cat. I want her to live for a million years. Are you being rude? Because I'm talking about my special angel. But no, every once in a while, I see her sneaking a little something. Like, she'll grab a little bite of something. So, I think she does have some in her. But no, only kitty cat food, because that's what makes her most special. Jimmy, what about you? You feed your dogs anything, right? Just hot dogs and Chipotle every night? You don't care. You're the worst.
No.
Hank is the worst. He is a good boy, but Hank wears a diaper, and it's a terrible dog.
No, he is very good.
Oh, Hank has stopped wearing a diaper?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that was when we first got him, but which is... ridiculous. So I agree, but no, he's a most special boy.
Okay. All right. We got room for one or two more. Okay. If you were going to write a book, what do you think it would be about? I'm not a good enough writer to have a clever answer. And so I'm going to tell you that it would be this. It would be memoir-y, but I would like to intersperse the memoir with expert conversations. So I'd talk about something for a little bit. Then I would want to bring in somebody that really knows about it so we could understand it and then talk about something. So that might, I don't know if that's not a pitch, but I think there's whole big swaths of life that I think could be helpful to talk about. Yeah. I think, I don't know. It's also weird writing memoir kind of stuff because even just saying that has this kind of like baked in arrogance. Then again, I read Richard Marx's memoir and loved, hated it. So maybe it's worth it. So I think maybe in the memoir genre. What about you, Jimbo?
So I don't know exactly. I would, since I read years ago, I read James Baldwin's Go Tell It on the Mountain.
That doesn't get.
I would like to write something that makes me feel that much feeling. So, but I am not in any way even suggesting in the slightest that, you know, James Baldwin and I have anything in common, talent included. But when I read that, I felt many strong feelings. And to me, that's what it comes down to, is writing something like that, which I have yet to do. So, but that would be cool. But that's what the story would be and everything, I have no idea.
I know that you write a lot of adult fiction on the side. Would you ever release any of that?
Adult fiction?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean. Wink, wink. Of the erotic nature. All right. Last question. Bonus episode. All right. Mrs. You know what? I'm not going to actually say the person's name because it could put them on blast for something. This person says, advice for a career change. I've been a teacher for a while and it's time for a change and I feel stuck. You are a teacher who you do not feel stuck, but I'm curious, advice for a career change. I mean, I think for me, it's start that process. Maybe you're doing that now. Start the process when you don't have to. So the process of, do I job search? Do I create a resume? What do I want to do? How do I get to that next thing? So part of it is start when you don't have to do it. I think the second piece, and this isn't advice, this is just stuff I've done in the past, is sometimes when I feel stuck, and I'm not putting this on you, asker of the question. I really am not. It has very little to do with the job and way more to do with me. Like, I thought I'd be somewhere different. Like, when I felt stuck at Summit, like a church, when I was a pastor, there was way more like ego involved with that. I thought I should be maybe a senior pastor and stuff like that. The job itself was lovely, and it was a lovely opportunity to be a pastor. I felt stuck because I had expectations that were unreasonable for the job. So I'm not putting that on you. But sometimes the stuckness, to me, reveals a larger symptom of something that I didn't even know was the problem. So that's my career change, is start working before you have to, like working on the next thing before you have to, because it takes a while to get a job. And definitely look at like the, try to examine, talk with a friend, talk with a counselor of that stuck feeling. What's really behind the stuck? Is it the wrong career? Is it the wrong place? It might just be with a bad boss. It might just be your board. You know, it might just be time to change it up. But if you have the privilege to change jobs and the opportunity, you know, just do it. Learn something new. I hope it works out for you. Anything? What do you think?
I really am not a good person to answer that question. I've had one career since I left college. That's very much my, like just my personality.
I love that.
Not
about
that
you,
it's
though.
Better or worse. I haven't switched careers yet. No. Nope. I'm like, yeah, I'll probably retire from teaching. Yeah. Now, who knows?
Yeah. But, dude, that's.
So I just don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think, Eddie, what you said is excellent. Beautiful. I know you've changed like several times. And
I freak out every 3-4 years.
I know what you have to say.
Yeah.
And asker of the question. Like, sorry you feel like you have to do that. That sucks. I don't know what the reasons are, of course, but good on you for teaching, first of all. And second, like, you'll find something's going to happen. I mean, right? So you got this.
You got this. You sure do. That was very affirming. Jimbo, we're going to dip out of here. It's the end of the bonus. Make sure to play your outro
music. I've
got
some writing to do.
Oh, yeah, you do. Hey, so next week, we're going to be back with a little announcement thingy. Don't talk about it. I know you know, Jimmy, but don't talk about it. And then we'll be back the week after with a whole brand new episode, August 27th, something like that.
Cool.
That's what you got?
I have no idea.
I have
no idea what date you're talking about.
You are the worst podcaster. What a terrible pitch.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
cool, my guy.
Yeah, good luck with your writing. I hope. I just realized the joke you were trying to make. I know you're going to go back. You've got to get back on the message boards and continue a pretty deep story. All right. I love y'all. This was a crazy episode. I think we may have alienated some folks with this, but it was worth every second of it. I love you, Jimmy. Thank you all for listening to Doing the Best We Can. If you ever need help editing, email Uncle Jimmy. His contact information is on the newsletter. Yeah, make sure you stay subscribed. We'll be back next week with something fun. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Just fade it in. Very good music and a very good episode.